Entire ecosystems and the world as we know it could collapse if we don't sustain plummeting insect populations. Amazing that something so small can also be so profound. Joining me to talk about the significance of bees on food security is Managing Director of AgriFutures Australia, John Harvey. Hi, John.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And our bees are so much more than just honey, aren't they?
They certainly are. I don't think, you know, everyone realises just how important they are to the food chain. Something like 35 different horticultural crops and agricultural industries are dependent on bees for pollination services. So, you know, foods like apples, avocados, blueberries, cucumbers, pumpkins, rockmelon, almonds, et cetera, all require bees to be able to produce fruit.
And why is that? Is it they pollinate the flowers?
Correct. So for some of those crops like apples and avocados, they're 100% dependent on bees for pollination, for actually fertilising the and allowing fruit set to occur. So absolutely. In other cases, they're not 100%, but they're, you know, 90% of the pollination is actually occurs through bees.
Oh, wow. Are there any other critters that can get the job done?
There can be, and there's some native bees, but in terms of importance, honeybees are well and truly at the top of our list.
Mm-hmm.
So just to put that in context, if you look at the value to the Australian economy and look at pollination of, you know, crops and horticultural crops, adds about $14.2 billion to the economy.
Oh, wow, gosh.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there's about $147 million of honey produced in Australia and bee wax. So it is, it is a very, very significant and important part of the food chain.
And what threats are bees currently facing?
Well, just recently, they've had a pretty hard time. So the last couple of years we've had, as everybody knows, we've had very extensive drought across much of Australia. And so bees are very dependent on floral resources, largely that exist on public land and in national parks and native forests. And when we have drought, those trees are also obviously, you know, affected, and that impacts on the bees' strength and the numbers. So the drought was the first thing that really impacted, and then, of course, we've had all the fires over the over the summer. And the fires in particular, they wiped out, you know, 15.6 million hectares of native forest, and we lost something like 12,000 hives. And now, of course, we've got COVID and border restrictions making it very difficult.
Oh, but the bees are allowed to go interstate.
They are, and there's been a lot of work to actually help beekeepers transport their bees, because obviously when you're providing pollination services, particularly almonds, for example, bees come from all over the place to be able to pollinate at the right time. So there has been a lot of work done by the bee industry and also with government to ensure that we can move those hives around.
What about insecticides? Do they pose much of a threat to bees?
So Australian farmers are very, very conscious of their dependence on bees for pollination, so they're very careful to ensure that when the bees are actually out there pollinating, that they're managing whatever insecticides they need to be using so that they don't affect the bees.
John Harvey, Managing Director of AgriFutures Australia, is with me. Is the industry looking at potential technologies to help pollinate plants if we can't get our bee numbers up enough?
So, look, there is a number of organisations around the world looking at artificial pollination and ways of pollinating without bees or other insects, but to be frank, it's early days, and I think it would be really dangerous to think that's going to happen soon, and particularly going to happen at scale soon. So I think there is work going on around the world, but I think it's still a very long way off, and I think it would be very dangerous to think that we're not going to be dependent on bees for a very long time to come.
How can the everyday person better sustain bee populations?
The key really at the moment, I think, is often when bees are out doing their pollination services, you know, in almond orchards or, you know, apple orchards or what have you, often they can actually lose a bit of condition. So it's really important that they have time when they're in the national parks or in state forests and have access to floral resources. So the key probably at the moment is just people understanding how important it is to our food chain that beekeepers have access to national parks and state forests, so that they can recondition their bees so that they're available then for pollination services.
Mm. And I suppose also maybe just having native plants in your garden might help a bit, right?
Can do. I guess it all helps, but obviously the scale is really important. So 39% of the honey produced in Australia is produced from public lands.
Right.
So that access to public lands is probably the critical issue. That's probably maybe not well understood, but if people want to help the bee industry, being aware of that and understanding the importance and making it easy for beekeepers to get into national parks and tender their beehives is absolutely critical. And some sort of certainty around access is critical for them to be able to have certainty in their industry.
Oh, great. Well, really interesting to have a chat with you, John Harvey. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure, and have a great day.